Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, we got the Star Wars sequel because I have a whole bunch of people that wanted to talk about the movie that couldn't make it last week, either because they hadn't seen it or they were busy. So, to my left, Dalton Manch.
Yo.
Asa Gray in front of me.
Yeah. There you go.
Somewhere. He's over there.
I'm all around, like the midichlorians in your blood.
You son of a bitch. Mandy Kennedy.
Lame. Hi.
And Stephanie White's on the show.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, and then you've got me. So, Shannon, just so you're paying attention to the numbers, that's five. Last week I had five. So when you said that I couldn't get anybody to be on this fucking show, that's 10 in 2 weeks, asshole.
I'm flipping you off.
Three ain't enough. He needs five.
Nine in 2 weeks.
Kevin, is five people okay with you?
We had five last week, too.
Did Kevin okay five people?
Yeah. Did our Lord and Savior, Kevin Schenkelberg, tell us it was cool to have five people on a show?
Mr. Schenkelberg, I hope this is okay with you.
Fuck the police, it is now. We're already here. I got time for that shit.
Mr. Schenkelberg, I'm so sorry for our behavior.
The views of Mandy Kennedy do not represent those.
I will fight him. You want to fight Kevin? It's been a long time.
No, he doesn't have to fight. He just has to pull funding.
Sorry, I'll take you to Huddle House.
There we go. So anyway, what are you on about nine people? Oh yeah, because you're the same person.
Yeah, because
I'm the same person on both of them.
Jesse.
Are you sure?
I'm fairly certain.
Okay.
Though I have seen the movie again. Mandy and I just got done watching it because we wanted to view it with a more critical eye.
Whoop,
and
whoop.
It'd be fresh in our minds for this show.
I've heard from multiple people it's better the second time.
I would agree. Though, we do have one person at the table who would disagree.
Once is enough. And again, it's not that I didn't like it. I'm just kind of upset that it didn't let me like it more.
So tell me, Asa, do you also enjoy the slaughter of puppies and children?
I mean, is this on the air? Or...
Live on tape, buddy. Live on tape.
You can say kittens.
No, the answer's no, right?
No, the correct answer's no.
Okay, that one. I go with that one.
Slay kittens. No one likes cats.
My mom does. No. My mom likes her cats more than she likes me.
You just crushed Krista's soul.
What? She knows I hate her cat. Threw up in my room and ate my phone charger. She knows.
She does know.
It's the Sarlacc pit of Mandy's life.
And let's backtrack to a couple weeks when I was on the show, and the other cat I live with threw up on my floor. Fuck cats.
It's not the Sarlacc pit because the phone charger was useful.
Oh, I get it.
It's because Boba Fett wasn't useful.
Yeah. At all.
He had three lines in
five
all three
lines.
Movies.
One of them was
but he makes it as a main person in the villains for the game. Hero, mm-hmm. Villains.
It's
villains.
Bad when you get less lines than Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy, and
that's
you're in
true.
Three movies.
That's true. And Groot can only say so many things. Yeah. Three words. Four. Four words.
Five. Mm-hmm.
Six.
I am Groot. We are Groot.
Ah. Okay. I see what you're. I see what you're counting now. I got you.
He's smelling what you're stepping in.
That is what I'm doing. I'm smelling what you are stepping in. Thank you, Mandy.
Can you also taste the salt? Because it's down at the other end of the table.
Oh, Asa just has this air of saltiness in general.
everything's awful always.
Can you use them to de-ice the ice that's not outside on the sidewalk? And I thought this was going to be funnier when I said it, but it didn't happen.
But you try. You get points for trying.
You know what? Give me a couple minutes. I'll come up with something better. Kevin, I'm sorry.
All you really did was make me sad about the fact that yesterday was 70 degrees. Yesterday was also December 26th.
Mm-hmm. And I was in shorts.
That out there. Mandy was in shorts. And Mandy. Mandy Kennedy was in shorts.
And now I'm in a freaking blanket again.
Which I really don't understand why. I'm nearly sweating in here.
This doesn't have to do with Star Wars.
It's only around my legs.
So is this is a spoiler episode? Like,
yeah.
Okay, so we're digging into it.
We're digging real hard. Because it's basically going to be almost exactly what last week's episode was, except with different voices, and one person at the table actually did dislike the movie, unlike last week where it was basically us just like...
I'm not 100% sure you guys didn't dislike the movie, because after that reaction show, you brought up a lot of the same problems that I had with it, and then you just were kind of like, but yeah, it was still good, right? Like, we liked it.
Well, it's
basically,
kind of
we liked
problems.
It. We had the same problems, it just didn't bug us.
Sounded like it bothered you and Shannon.
Yeah, a little bit, but I still let myself enjoy the
movie.
Like,
Tanner, I think, was just blind faith, like, all about it, which is fine. Like, I'm not saying anything bad about people who really liked it. I just, except for Dalton. I say bad things about Dalton. Just bad. Look at me. bad.
Whoa, shots fired.
I just, and I really liked it. Like, as I was watching it, Mandy moves away.
Like, the salt radiating from Mason. It's too cold over there. For
it's normal for me.
Because I really liked it. Like, there were parts I'm watching it, and I'm just like, this is amazing. Like, this is great. And then something would happen, and I just feel like, what the fuck was that? Really?
I mean, there were some scenes like that for me, but I just like, I'll move past it. I'm going to move past it. It's fine. It's probably fine. Because, I mean, I got straight up emotional when, you know, the previews were done, the movie starts rolling, and then, you know, Star Wars and the theme starts. Emotional. Like, I may have cried a little.
And that's fair.
Oh, yeah.
That's, like, it was a big thing. It's like, okay, this is real. This is happening.
Yes. But, yeah, no, we still had problems with it. We can kind of go through the movie.
Scene by scene breakdown.
Scene by scene breakdown.
Oh, God.
We'll try this. We'll see if we can make it work. See if we can remember it well enough. Now, for those of you that are still, you know, paying attention here, that aren't completely paying attention, I'm going to have every person at the table, one by one, say that this is a spoiler-heavy show, and if you don't want the movie spoiled for you, turn back now. So, turn back now if you don't want the movie spoiled. Dalton?
Turn back now. Don't be a fuckhead.
Asa?
Jar Jar Binks is Kylo Ren. Too late. We've gone too far.
Mandy?
There's spoilers lie ahead. Turn around.
Stephanie?
You should know this already.
Well said.
I like, her.
Well
I like
said.
Hers.
Stephanie's was the best.
She called it. You told her, she said, give her a minute and she'll have something funny. She follows through.
See, she wasn't even trying.
So, yeah. So many spoilers. Okay. Let's try and start, I guess, with the first scene that really bothered Asa. Because I don't think anybody else...
I don't remember the order of
the
them.
Title popped up.
The title popped up. Okay.
Did you guys notice the grammatical error in the scroll?
It wasn't the right color yellow.
I didn't.
No, that's just... I just wanted to see if Tumblr would explode on itself. What?
They probably would.
No, because I've been called grammar Nazi before. I feel like I would have noticed it unless...
Yeah, take that as a compliment. Sorry, I know how to write properly. Sorry, you didn't know how to write properly.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, words that I was trying
grammar
to use.
Grammar slam.
Okay, so I guess at the very beginning, grammar you see Poe landing on Jakku, talking to old man, getting the item from unknown old man.
And you just started making him angry. I can feel because, it. This is what I'm feeling in the movie theater.
Because it was like, oh yeah, the item.
Yeah.
That fucking map.
Yeah.
Stupid map.
One thing that I feel like this movie was lacking a whole lot, and you saw it right away in this scene, and I can understand why they were doing it this way, but there's very little, if any, backstory setting up anything that's happening. And, you know, like any of the politics, any of the intergalactic politics, what's been happening over the last 30 years, who these people are and why I should give a fuck about them. Mm-hmm. Like, all of that is missing. And I understand why, sort of, because the prequels, the biggest complaint outside of Jar Jar Binks and Hayden Christensen was that everybody hated, just absolutely hated, all of the galactic politics scenes. So I can understand why J.J. Abrams wanted to get away from that, because they got railed on it hard, because it was boring as shit.
To be fair, the entirety of the Senate were, like, racist caricatures.
Well, yeah. Because Lucas is a racist motherfucker.
He has to be, right? He has to be.
He definitely is.
Did you ever see his daughter was on a sci-fi show, like Robot Wars? And he like showed up for a minute. And I want to say that he made some pretty pervy comments. Or he like made some like really like dumb, I can't believe George Lucas, the creator of my childhood, would say. I don't remember exactly what it was.
See, people say that that can't happen, but he literally put a ship tease between two siblings together. So, I mean... Dude's not, the bar's not very high.
No.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if I hung out with George Lucas for like 20 minutes, like if he came through my store and he was asking me questions consistently, I would hate him. Or if he just came in, I'd probably hate him.
He'd mess up all the jeans.
Yeah. He seems like that motherfucker.
I need to find this one to knock over the entire stack.
Do you take EBT?
God. No, man, I feel like Lucas, well, he might be on EBT now that he's finally given up the merchandising rights. Oh, that's right. No, yeah, he's good for the rest of
his
life.
The ghost of Walt Disney built a Scrooge McDuck-style vault onto Skywalker Ranch. Like, he ain't struggling.
Just for him to just fall in anytime he wants.
Okay, and to get back on track, I kind of disagree with you in the hell, like, the we don't know anything going in. Because I don't mind that as much, because then it gives us something to learn as we're watching the movie.
Yeah.
Like, I don't necessarily need everything spoon-fed.
True.
Which a lot of movies now would do. Like, you would get just, like, Kylo Ren walks off the spaceship. It would freeze. You would see his name would pop up underneath it. You'd get the little parentheses that say, he's the bad guy. But...
he's got that old school, like, Wild West feel to it, where it's like, and then right? Ed's got the name. Exactly. Yeah, no, it's one of those things, like, I'm okay with learning it later, as long as they say something about it later. See, this is the first and last we hear about old man Jenkins. And his mystical map.
Mystical piece of
I think it's really the trope of, you know, kindly old man and... literal stormtroopers.
I did almost like lean over in the theater and ask you who that guy was. Cause
no one knows.
No, yeah.
I feel like he's got to make a part, because when Kylo Ren sees him, he's like, "I've seen you grow old." So like, he's gonna be somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, they're gonna make mention of him again. Yeah. Sure.
And like I did read a spoiler going into the movie because our 4chan were dicks and tagged every single post.
You mean that's the people why you don't on go 4chan on 4chan? Aren't nice?
No. The people on Reddit
who are on the 4chan subreddit aren't. And they tagged every post, even unrelated Star Wars posts, with Kylo Ren kills his F, is all I saw because I used the mobile app. So I didn't read the whole thing, but I kind of assumed father. And then when the guy's like, you can't outrun family, you can't outrun your family, I know. And he kills him. It's like, oh, so that was going to turn out like that was probably his dad. Okay, cool. And then
nope.
And then the nope. And your father, Han Solo, like, oh, well.
Dicks.
Ah, all right.
So that old dude's name is Lor San Tekka. So, remember that in 2 years.
Right. You better just bookmark that.
No, there were a lot of things that, like, I was reading online on Tumblr. It was stuff like the stormtrooper that dies at the beginning, that smears his blood on Finn to make it really easy for the audience to tell which stormtrooper you need to be looking at.
Right.
He apparently, that was his friend in the before the movie started story. The two of them were actually rather close, and that's why he freaks out whenever his friend dies.
Do you think
it causes an epiphany or something?
Yeah, like, you think whenever they explain, like, who that character is, his name's going to be, like, PO534?
Probably, because they're stormtroopers.
So that way they can be like, oh, his friend was Poe.
No.
It makes all the sense in the world now.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, it was a dumb joke, but I could see it.
I don't know about that, but yeah, I was just like, that's a really good visual aid. But if you don't know that, it doesn't really... That was the other thing that didn't make sense at the beginning. I was like, why is he so upset that one stormtrooper died everybody else is dying around him?
That was kind of a part that bothered me a little bit. Like, not as much as some of the other stuff, but the... Because I was like, oh, wow, they're actually, like, humanizing the stormtroopers.
Yeah.
Like, I really like that, because I saw...
Specifically that one.
specifically that one, but it seemed like, okay, maybe he's not, like... Maybe they're not all, like, that different. They're not just blind evil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they truly believe that the Empire was, you know, the
good
thing, was the good guys. Like, maybe they didn't realize,
like,
you
Nazi
know,
soldiers
kind of, yeah, but like sympathetic in this movie,
right?
And then it just, like, whenever Captain Phasma's like, who gave you authorization to take
Remove
off
your helmet?
And you know, they're all very clearly just like kidnapped / given away brainwashed children.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh man, that could have been
it.
Man.
Touches on later the whole they like he was accepted for like rebrainwashing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So like, they get to that, he ran away.
I would have liked it better if they would have just been like, no, these are just people that are fighting for a cause. Like, but you can't have complex bad guys except for the one.
Yeah.
Was he that complex though?
Mighty Kylie.
Like, I really like Finn, though. Like, I like Finn, I like Poe, and I like Rey. I think they're really
fun, great group of people. That was the thing. It's like, oh, man, I actually really love all of these characters.
Right?
Like, they're so cool.
I'm not a big fan of Poe yet.
Why?
What? I just... he just seems...
Because, of course, he's... This also, for the listeners, just some context for Dalton. He didn't like the Lego movie, so...
So,
I mean, different
Star Wars.
Amazing.
So, same question I asked to you about that I asked Asa. Do you also enjoy the slaughter of puppies and children and kittens?
Sir,
kittens. Yeah,
an unlikely alliance. an unlikely alliance is formed between Steffi and I.
What happened with Stephanie?
I'm gonna flip this gosh darn table.
But no, I just he seems if he would have been in the movie more. I said that was my issue. He just kind of like popped up, and he was just like, "Oh, I got flung from the ship. That was convenient."
Well, so did Finn, just in a different direction.
And this is, I think...
Except then, like, Finn went on a grand adventure to get back. And Poe was just
kind of popped up.
Because well, he's a badass and their best pilot, so of course they're going to go find him.
And that was another issue.
Finn's just some motherfucking stormtrooper.
That was another issue.
I'm still stuck on the Lego movie, by the way. We got to talk later. All
right, that's fine. So Stephanie's a stormtrooper, and she saves me from a ship that I'm captured on. Because for some reason, somebody wants me. And we escape, and all that's left is Stephanie's jacket. And I put Stephanie's jacket on.
What size do you wear?
Stephanie.
Sorry.
Wait, I thought you said Stephanie was the stormtrooper.
Okay, yeah, so yeah. All right, so I disappear. Stephanie takes my jacket.
What size do you wear?
It's big enough.
Okay.
I show back up randomly, because I survived, because I got thrown from the cockpit. I'm going to want my goddamn jacket back. Poe was just like, oh no, Lando too. Because that's exactly what Lando did in Empire. He was wearing all of, Jedi, he was wearing all of Han's stuff. He was just like, I wouldn't be cool with that. I want my goddamn jacket
His
back.
His jacket's pretty bitchin'. With the visual,
I've read with the visual development, and if you buy the art book for the movie, it has a section actually about that jacket.
Like the visual dictionary?
They've specifically pointed out that they designed that jacket to look good on Finn later on in the movie. Like, they specifically had it in mind for him to get that jacket.
That was Poe's goddamn jacket.
Yeah, but I think
no, it's not. It was Finn's.
I think
Poe just happened to have it at first.
Ahead of time. I think
it was designed for him.
I think it was supposed to be kind of like Poe recognizing that, okay, you're a stormtrooper, because I'm assuming in the universe they're aware of what the stormtroopers are. Like, they don't.
Yeah, I mean, every
like it wasn't like me going in thinking, oh, it's, you know, it's just people. No, they're like, no, these are people that have been brainwashed. And so, like, maybe it's like, okay, you don't even have a name when I meet you. Like, I give you your name. Yeah. So, you know,
technically, he suggested the name.
That's true.
He let Finn actually accept the name.
Yeah.
Poe's a cool character.
But so was just like, here, you can have, you know, this is something that maybe you can hold on to because you literally have nothing.
Did we just become best friends and possibly boyfriends? Yes.
Stay tuned to the next movie.
Stay tuned. This is hurtling towards something, and I'm not sure what.
Finn wanted to know if Rey had a cute boyfriend.
That's true.
God damn it.
No, there was, what was that post?
It was
just like, hang
that
on.
That line, again, bugged me. The cute boyfriend.
Yeah.
Because I think that Finn was a likable character, and I liked Finn more than I liked Poe. But I feel like he shouldn't have had funny lines. Like, I feel like he should have been a little bit more of a serious character. Because he was just newly got off of the First Order ship. Like, I think I guess I'm part of the problem with, I want it to be more, like, skewed towards not being a children's movie, because you can't have Finn be a heartless bastard even though he was a stormtrooper. So I get that he needed the funny lines, but I wish that he would have been a little bit more militarized.
Except,
I think it was just trying to show us that, like, Finn went against his, like, brainwashed programming, and he had a personality.
Yeah.
And that was just his personality.
He's like, I'm not going to kill for them. You know, they're mindless killing machines.
But I'll kill for them.
And then I will murder every last one of those motherfuckers, though. I will just fire a TIE fighter, like,
see,
into the ship.
The choice is, the difference is that he chose to do that. He wasn't told to.
That's
true.
I just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to kill for them. He specifies.
I don't want to kill for them.
I will kill them.
I have no issue sticking a lightsaber through one of their chest.
Right.
And then getting bitched around by a stormtrooper with a riot.
We'll get there. That's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the movie, Asa, just because I have a few points that I was a little angry
with. That is the thing. You can be disappointed in some parts, but still overall love the experience.
Some people can, and I envy you for that. But it was too much for me to just be able to be like, no, yeah, I enjoyed it. It's the same thing with, like, Dark Knight Rises. When I first saw Dark Knight Rises, I loved it. But as more time passes in between and the more times I watch it, it's like, oh, man.
See, I was really disappointed with Dark Knight Rises from the get-go.
I've only watched it once.
I'd keep it that way. Like, it was just one of those things, like, there. Okay, we're not going to talk about that.
Star Wars.
Back to Star Wars. Okay, so we've gotten now, Old Man Jenkins has given away the mystery map and, or the location to Luke's, whatever. Yeah, that. The secret of Luke's location. So, moving forward now, the stormtroopers arrive. And, you know, they're all about to, you know, do their thing, and they find the old man. Kylo Ren stops a blaster bolt.
Like, you guys specified, it was a sniper bolt. Like, just a giant friggin' ray, and not only does he stop it, he doesn't, like, divert it, he doesn't deflect it, he straight up freezes it in the air.
Yeah.
That was badass.
Yeah. Because it looks like, what it looked like happened, because when I watched it the second time, I noticed that also hit Poe. So it looks like he just did a really, really strong force push, or like some sort of like grab to stop everything in that general direction.
Which leads you to believe that he is a master of the force. This dude has his shit together.
No, he's a one-trick pony.
He clearly has some training. No, and I'm just going to let that go because I'll come back. We'll revisit that.
Yeah, we'll revisit that because I also have some more points.
Put a pin in that.
I noticed in the second time I watched it.
But the first thing he does is just straight up badass.
Yes.
Words.
Like, that's that entire, like, sequence, I was really cool with. Like, that whole, like, you know, so awesome. Like, BB-8 gets sent off. Poe gets grabbed. They're doing, you know, he has his little, like, witty commentary, like, I talk first, you talk first, I talk first. Which bothered Shannon. I actually liked it.
I liked it.
Like, I thought it was fun.
It made me think that they knew each other. Because, like, he was very clearly, like, with the old man. Like, he kind of had some sort of rapport there. Like, it really felt like that wasn't the first time they'd met.
And it's distinctly possible that, you know, him being, like, the major fighter pilot in the Resistance, that he would have known Ben Solo before he became
because
Kylo
then
Ren.
Clearly... Solo and they know each other, and then so it was just like, okay, they've met before, they understand,
right?
Or just at least recognized what Kylo Ren looks like, and so he's just like, okay, well, guess I'm dealing with this now. Like, he seems like such a laid back person.
So this is how my day's going.
Yeah, he's not gonna freeze up just because he's in front of somebody powerful.
Like, or maybe that's what that's just what he resorts to whenever
that's
he's nervous.
What I got.
Like Spider-Man as an example. Like, you know, one of my favorite characters in comic books. Like, even when he's about to die, like, he's still making, like, smart-ass remarks. And he's even, like, you know, in the comic books he's talked about, that's just what he does when he gets nervous. Like, he has to be a smart-ass. So maybe that's Poe.
That's what I gathered, but that's just him. He's just chill.
Yeah, that's kind of what I got out of that. So that whole sequence was great. Then we get to everybody on the Star Destroyer. Or the Imperial Cruiser, whatever you want to call it. I think that was the next scene.
Yeah, because he takes the helmet off. Phasma comes through and just like, who told you to take your helmet off?
Right, and that's the first time we see Finn's face.
Because he's like freaking out about seeing an entire village get slaughtered.
I think that was his first like stormtrooper duty. Like, he cleaned toilets and they're like,
That was his first deployment.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. I might have missed that part.
Yeah, because they said it was his first deployment and that was his first issue of dissension.
It was his first sign of
nonconformity.
Like the programming.
Well, I'm pretty sure he said himself the first time he went out, he like decided he wasn't going to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's what he was talking about.
Yeah, he saw all the stormtroopers just slaughter the villagers for no reason, and then like,
And I will say too, that first scene really does a good job of establishing the way that the First Order is going to be throughout the movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
That they're just like, nope.
Completely heartless. Yeah, everything dies.
Brittany made a really good joke about Captain Phasma's a really effective captain because these stormtroopers know how to aim their guns for once. Because, like, 30 years ago, those stormtroopers wouldn't have been able to do that slaughter. They'd have been hitting the houses.
Shooting over their heads.
One of my favorite theories about that is that Darth Vader told them not to kill any of them because... he knew
all,
about Luke.
They're all the character from Archer. Like, suppressing fire!
Exactly. They're all Cyril Figgis.
Oh, my God.
Goddamn.
Hit the barn. Don't hit the people in the barn.
So, they're also, trained from birth badasses and all that shit. Nah, I don't know. But, yeah, no, it's a funny joke, Britt. Good job.
There's another one she wants me to mention later if we get to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure we will.
Yeah.
So anyway, we probably do need to move through it a little bit quicker at 20 minutes.
We've covered the first 20 minutes. That's about right.
There you go. So, the next thing we get, Kylo interrogating,
the chair.
Mm-hmm. Like, I believe is the next scene. And then, everybody else has been like beating the shit out of him, trying to get the information out of him. And then Kylo comes and just like mind reads his shit.
Right.
And gets the info and, you know, that happens. So we have another situation where it's like, wow, I've never heard of like anybody with the Force reading minds before. So that's new and neat. So more Kylo's a badass who has been trained Master Force Man.
Which they didn't really, like, whenever that scene came on, they didn't show, like, the way they did it was kind of weird because it made you think that he was just inflicting such great pain on him that it got him
to
talk.
That's what
because it cuts away from the room
and you hear him
screaming. And then he walks out and he's like, yeah they're on.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until he gets a hold of Rey and he kind of like sees into her mind and kind of
because that's where you figure out, because at this time you're thinking like, wow, I didn't think Poe would get punked like that.
I think that's part of the reason why I didn't like him. Like, cause it felt like he got punked out. It didn't feel like he was mine.
Yeah, red. Well, no, because I'm pretty
he was
sure
just straight up mind red.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, there's nothing you can do to stop that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, he was like, "I'm never going to tell you guys anything." Blah blah blah. And yeah, he may have been aware that Kylo Ren could do that and was trying to resist, and that's what the screaming was. Yeah. Because it looked like even when he did it later to Rey, it looked like she was in pain until you know the Force kicked in, and then she turned shit around.
Yes, the fuck it did.
So that's after that. You've got Finn comes in to rescue rescue Poe. And then you have the great little scene where, like, you know, they're first talking. He's like, why are you doing this? Because it's the right thing to do. You need a pilot, don't you?
I need a pilot.
Did we just become best friends?
I love that scene. So then they leave. Then the ship gets hit. Then you land on Jakku.
Again.
And then I do really want to...
Tatooine.
Ha! I see what you did there. He held up two fingers, in case you guys didn't catch the emphasis on the two in the middle. It's Tatooine 2.
Mm-hmm. The sequel.
Oh, I didn't see him do it.
Full of sand, which is coarse and rough and gets everywhere.
Yes. So, I do want
to... Anakin Skywalker doesn't like sand because it's coarse and rough and gets everywhere. Makes a point to say that in the fucking prequels, Dalton.
Episode 1. Little kid Annie.
He's just a little kid.
So, anyway.
They'll throw you in the desert.
Garbage little man.
I mean, he is right. It is coarse and rough.
I do want to mention on the way down, Finn is like... You know, why the fuck would we go to Jakku? Like, fuck this. We need to get the fuck away from the First Order. And he's like, I've got a droid. No droid's that important. It has the location Luke Skywalker. God damn it! So, like, and I bring that up specifically because, like, later, and I've got a point about this later when we talk about Rey's disbelief in seeing Han Solo. So we're putting a pin in that. I just wanted to bring that point up. So now we're on Jakku. And we've already talked a little bit about this, the whole, like...
Quicksand.
Yeah, and then Finn gets ejected one direction, Poe gets ejected an entirely different direction.
See,
allegedly.
I believe it.
That makes sense. That's how a TIE fighter works. Okay, all right, you got me.
It's spinning around.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
I wish they would have expanded anything other than, oh, yeah, no, I got thrown out, and then...
What?
Here I am.
What did you want to see, then?
I'm really hoping...
Him landing, him discovering what other kind of people, like, helped him.
Or I kind of like the idea, though, that, you know, it's a surprise when he shows back up. And you're like, oh, cool, he got off because he's a badass.
Because, like, he's already got connections with other people. Who's to say he doesn't know where to go immediately if something happens, how to get in contact with somebody else.
Because he did have sources on Jakku in the first place.
Yes.
That's why he went
there.
Yeah,
and they all died.
Yeah, well, the old man died.
That entire village.
BB-8 lived.
Rip in peace, old man Jenkins.
And he had no idea where BB-8 was. For all he knew, BB-8 was gone forever.
Yeah, and that's what
destroyed.
He saw too. Because and when he saw Finn and BB-8, he was like, "Holy shit!
Yeah, it worked.
Everything turned out great." And he was so happy that he gave him his jacket, Dalton. It was a symbol.
I wanted my goddamn jacket back. That looked like an expensive fucking jacket.
It was designed for him in the
he
first
was wearing
place.
Afterward, I mean that. That rebel jacket, the resistance jacket, sorry.
That is pretty big.
It was a badass jacket.
You could so hear Danger Zone
know,
playing
I know
when
I
he put
that.
It on.
So.
Dun 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 dun.
So, anyway, moving on there. So, yeah, then, you know, we start. I think after they land, you know, he's walking away, taking off the armor, puts on the jacket. Mm-hmm. Then we see Rey for the first time. Mm-hmm. And looks almost like a. Oh, God, why can't I think of the name?
Sand person?
Yeah, Sand Person. They have another...
Tusken Raider.
That was the phrase.
Sand is why we keep you around.
Well, they're the Sand
why
people.
Why would you flip me off? Like,
just I don't know.
Why?
Oh, hey, so there you go. Three
oh, okay. Ways. That's bad.
He does what he wants.
Yeah, that's
wild
fine.
Card.
Wild card. So,
she
looks kind of like
glorious
a...
Charlie Day.
All right, and now I wanted to bring up something in particular that I meant to bring up the last reaction show. Manny brought up towards the end. Like, I feel like they got a professional rock climber to play Rey. Like, that's the actress. Because have you seen that woman's calves?
She can murder you with them
were
calves.
Were you watching them in the movie?
Like, Jesse was like, dead butt. And I was like, them calves will murder you.
That's yeah, true.
I called
be a
you
peaceful Delph.
Yeah,
like, I would be so happy.
It's like, oh.
I was like, God
damn.
How
do I do this?
Every time.
She needed him for that fucking stairway to fucking forever.
Seriously, and you know, it makes sense with what she was doing for a living, like how she was actually getting food.
Yeah.
Climbing around in these, like, you know, imperial.
The
yeah, the
that.
AT-ATs.
That was
like,
a scene that I personally liked whenever she was just chilling against the AT-ATs.
Yeah.
Right. Like, she made the AT-AT her home.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Like, Shannon actually leaned over to me at that part and was like, I want to live in an AT-AT. And I was like, yeah, me too, a little. Just without the sand.
I was jealous she had a resistance helmet. I really want one. If anybody wants to get me one, I'm okay with this, because I'll totally take one.
Just eating some bread alone in the desert.
Right.
Usual Saturday night.
Pretty much.
And then you hear,
yep, and then she finds BB-8. Which, like now that was one thing that did bug me a little bit.
I'm
going
to pay Manny to chill out with me now and just make that sound, because that sounded like a real droid. And she's the same height as BB-8. It'll work perfectly.
What? She's not quite that short, Jesus.
That's the only one I can do, because I can't go and be like be Chewbacca. It just doesn't work, so I'll just make droid noises.
That was a Chewbacca? Oh, not God. Even close. I thought you were doing another droid noise.
That's right. No, that's why I'm like, we're not going to
work. There we go. Perfect. Perfect. We have our own Mandy 2D2.
I don't have a nickname.
You the R2D2 nope. thing did bother me, but we're not there yet.
Yeah,
so
we're not there yet. We'll get to that. I have theories about that, too, which involves something else that makes me, like, the R2D2 that doesn't make me as angry as my justification for it does.
Everything about R2 was terrible.
So, moving forward, though, so that part where the dude on the horse just let the horse-like thing just let Rey have BB-8.
In the tradition of things like people riding just completely inadequate transportation,
right? Because this dude likely has been marching all day and made 25 feet.
Yeah,
like that thing was just.
It's the same in The New Hope when they're, like, outside, when they're on Tatooine again, and the stormtrooper's on the giant thing, and it's just, like, the giant hippo-looking thing, and he just kind of, like, is bouncing around.
Yeah.
But he's going, like, 1 foot at a time, but he's just shaking.
Right, because like, it's actually, like, 7 people inside the thing moving it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was, the fact that the dude on the horse-like thing just let Rey have him.
Yeah.
Now, Rey said something in his language. I don't know what it was, and maybe Rey is just someone to be feared on this little area, because she does beat the shit out of 2 people that ambush her later, so I don't know.
Yeah, Rey doesn't fuck around in this movie.
Clearly not.
Yeah.
So I don't know why dude just like, fine, you can have this droid because it's making me even slower than I already am. But, I mean, that was cool. Then you got the little introduction there. It was a fun scene. Like, pretty much every scene with Rey, though, kind of made me happy. Like, I like Rey.
Oh, yeah. Rey was really cool.
Rey was awesome.
That ship is garbage.
Boom.
Garbage will do.
That part, though, like these TIE fighters, obviously, skabam! The Millennium Falcon is, like, 10 times bigger and they couldn't fucking hit that and blow it up.
I don't think...
then, like, all the time in the world to take and leave garbage. And nothing.
Well, no,
but you saw
it.
Them running towards it, no, so why would you still not try and blow it up?
The world, by the
Because, okay, so you're playing... Let's say you're playing a video game and you're in a plane, and you see two things. One that's shiny and kind of new-looking, and the other that's kind of covered by a tarp. Which one are you going to shoot at?
That's not my
Scorched
point.
Earth.
They
Grand
did.
Theft Auto.
Because well, sure, point is, why didn't they also shoot the Millennium
Falcon? They saw them go, see, and run to that one, and you couldn't fucking hit the Millennium Falcon
only thing
that's 20
is, like,
times bigger?
There was only, like, 2 or 3 TIE fighters, and it looks like they, you know, did a flyby. Bam, bam.
Yeah,
got
they
the
were
big
just...
ship and then flew past. So
I
as they're making their round back, like they are in the Falcon.
I guess it's still no.
Yeah, no. There's still a little bit of a problem with that, but it's still semi believable.
I will say,
I also, it had to be in the movie.
I also really like the scene where Finn sees Rey getting hassled by the guys that the collector dude sent after, and
beats
so he's
them
like,
with the
I
stick.
Have to save them. So he like runs up to go and help her. He gets like halfway there, and she's already got them both down.
Yeah,
like
right.
She's just one. He's like, huh.
All right. And then he's just like,
and then
why is she sprinting this way? what's about? Oh God!
And then she did the she has like the horror movie villain power.
She just shows
where
up.
He can run for like 35 seconds one direction, and then like I guess he just did a giant circle.
It
because
be
she was
case.
In front of him.
Bam!
Then just fucks his day up.
Her stick makes me wonder if she's gonna have like a dual wielding lightsaber.
That's
like
the big
Darth
going
Maul.
Theory.
I want her to make it the lightsaber out of that stick. Like
because
not a dual saber. I don't want a Darth Maul. I just want that fucking stick with a
so
saber.
You want like a halberd?
Yeah, but I see like
no, or like a rate, like a scythe.
What I was
okay, I see. Like coming like no, that would be
scythe's
dumb as
a whole
shit.
Different
scythe
weapon.
Out.
Whoa, all right. Firsthand, don't say dumb as shit whenever Kylo Ren has that goddamn lightsaber.
We can get
to
that. To
be
later.
Fair, he actually that cross guard he used properly.
He did.
That wasn't a. I was that's, convinced it wasn't going to be...
Yeah, no, I didn't think it was dangerous towards him, because I figured they'd make it not that, but it's just...
This is a scythe.
That's fine.
Yep. I just want to... Like, I don't
in
understand...
Or a windshield wiper, whichever way.
In the Clone Wars, one of them has a lightsaber made out of a blaster. I'm okay with it not being...
That's not Clone Wars. That was in Rebels.
In one of the fucking animated films that I haven't taken the time to watch yet. One of them was made out of a blaster.
Well, like, no, that this does, I guess, bring up a whole thing where I was surprised, this is skipping way ahead, that she wasn't as good initially with the lightsaber as I thought she would be. Because you saw her absolutely beat a couple people into the sand.
That's true, but a bow staff is a completely different weapon to a sword.
That make a lot of sense now that you think about
supposedly
it.
Supposedly, you were supposed to be able to be, you know, one with the Force to be able to properly wield a lightsaber.
Oh, we've been through that. That's not true.
Not a space janitor.
Well, he didn't properly wield it.
I think
we'll get to that.
I think he's a Jedi. I think Finn's a Jedi.
I don't know how.
Oh, yeah.
Because, well, you had the first part where Kylo looks at him. That's another part that we skipped over a little bit. Whenever he just is staring out, like,
and doesn't, like, isn't actively shooting the innocent crowd of people.
Kylo kind of looks at him, like, and you have this moment of, like, huh. And the first initial thought, you know, you're like, okay.
He can tell that he's not doing his
duty. Yeah, he's just not doing his duty. So, like, you know, he'll tell Phasma, and Phasma will be like, bitch, why you don't do stuff? But,
you know. Slap him across the face.
But then, you know, they have later, before, you know, anything ever happens with Rey or anything like that, or at least anything that Kylo knows about that happens with Rey, like, he just knows, like, he escaped with the help of a stormtrooper, and he named the stormtrooper named Finn. And then, you know, that's when you hear about, like, there's been an awakening in the Force and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things, like, could Finn also be Force sensitive?
Lando had an affair with Leia, and that's how he's a Jedi.
It doesn't have to be freaking Lando.
There are other black people.
You want to name them?
Mace Windu.
They weren't alive at the same time.
That's true, but he could have had family.
Are
you saying that Mace Windu and Lando Calrissian are related?
No, I'm saying that I want it to be Lando's kid.
You know, as long as you can admit that.
I just want it to be Lando and Leia's love child.
See, okay.
That's not much, Disney. Making a fair happen.
This is one of the problems that I had with the whole movie, the movie as a whole, it seemed like the absolute need for J.J. Abrams to be like, okay, here's the original trilogy. I liked it. I'm just going to say, fuck you, George Lucas, and do every single thing you did, except bigger. You have the Star Killer. It's instead of the Death Star, it's the Death Planet. You
broke
have,
my heart.
And it's just having to shoehorn stuff from the original trilogy into the new movies. The whole twist of Luke Skywalker being Darth Vader's son was a huge reveal, one of the biggest reveals in movie history.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to like revisit that well. It doesn't necessarily need to be a big surprise. And to be fair, you guys have all pointed out that it wasn't like a huge, long, drawn out reveal of Han Solo being Kylo Ren's father. But that can be the only one. We don't need Rey being Luke's estranged daughter.
And that's another thing we're going to get into.
We don't need Finn being Lando's estranged son.
That's not going to happen.
Let it be. Just let them be people.
Finn needs work.
This is a giant galaxy, solar system, universe, whatever. Like, just let there be a handful of awesome people. It doesn't have to be some giant incestuous.
Yeah.
They all know each other and now they're all related.
Well, it's also... I don't know. The theme of family keeps popping up in these movies, though.
Yeah.
And those connections are kind of important. So
doesn't mean I have to enjoy seeing it again.
Well,
I
don't want you're not Ray seeing to be it again because daughter. The whole finding out that Darth Vader was Luke's father thing was huge, right? It was no like it's the bar's like way up here, right? You can step over, well, not step over, maybe kind of jump over the bar of finding out that Kylo Ren is.
Create a new bar. That's what you're saying. You just want to create a new bar.
It's just like, it's not the same thing because it's meant as, oh, okay, well now we know this versus, oh my gosh, I've got to go tell everyone.
Right, and that one makes sense, but the fact that they ended the first movie like with the whole, oh, Rey was drawn to Luke's lightsaber and that like...
Yeah, and her family's gone.
I just...
And I mean, honestly, like, and I know what you're trying to say.
It's almost
like,
so
you
telegraphed
don't...
at this point.
We're going to find out why. That's the thing. It was like in that flashback when she touches a lightsaber.
Right.
Like, I'm okay with them being related because, again, it's not the same thing as her finding out her father is Darth Vader 2.0.
Well, it's like, okay, so...
I'm going to reach over
Mandy's head. The Empire is the big bad, and you have this small little resistance in the Rebellion. Okay, now the Rebellion is the big galactic force, and you have this surprisingly large Rebellion in the First Order. Okay, so then you have the Death Star. Okay, now you have the Starkiller. Oh, you have Luke Skywalker is Darth Vader's son. Now you have, not only is Kylo Ren Han Solo's son, but you have Rey being related to Luke Skywalker. And even though it's not the same, instead of it's like, oh, now the lead hero is the son of the villain. Now the lead hero is the son of the other hero.
And then you have,
it's too similar for my liking.
Well, here's the thing. If you took out all the family connections and you've got the same story, then isn't it really, really going to look like they're just copying the same movie instead of making the past connect to the future? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Okay.
To me,
so, like, I think Shannon does. Like, Shannon's here, like, creeping in the background.
Shannon joined us. Hi, Shannon. He's in the peanut gallery now. I feel like I know what Stephanie's trying to say. It's without the family stuff, you know, tying it to the past, like,
it's
you just have a whole different movie that's just outright copying the previous version. Yeah.
Whereas if you put the family relations in there, now we know why some of these things are happening.
I will agree to an extent, but I don't think if they make Rey Luke's daughter, then I'll be upset because it's too much. Like, it's too much familial.
Because
then
it's too much. If Finn is Lando's kid,
the original creature. Yeah,
Dalton. Like that's
Kylo's
too much.
Cousin, so
hashtag Billy D needs work.
To me, he had that episode of Scrubs.
He did have that. Lando Calrissian.
Billy D. Okay, Lando. See, to me, it's just, and again, it's just my opinion. Just the fact that I think it would be a more interesting movie if it was just a group of people being drawn together by this immense galactic conflict.
Then go watch the first trilogy again.
I did.
Well, and,
it was
great.
Incredible.
I know that.
And it was way better.
I think that's what the tie-in movies are going to be. Like, that's what these, like, it's going to be a comic book in movie forms. You're going to have a bunch of these movies that are going to be in canon, are going to be a thing, and those are going to be the movies that we're going to want like that. But for the main trilogy, the new trilogy, I want there to be those ties. Like, I might be the only person at this table, I want Rey to be Luke's daughter.
No, so, I do too. I'm totally cool with that.
Just the fact that who's going to stop Kylo Ren?
I've got an alternative for you that we're gonna get to.
Shannon's getting itchy.
All right, Shannon, what's up?
I can't just stand by and listen to it. Am I good on the levels there?
Yeah, you're fine.
All right. The whole Rey is Luke's daughter thing or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Lindsay was looking at her cousin's reasons he hated Star Wars, mm-hmm. the new movie, and the number one reason for it, and it kind of ties into the fact that everyone has to be related to make them seem important, is his biggest problem was that Rey was just some scavenger in the desert. How could she be a Jedi? And the stupidity of that statement.
Yeah,
because Luke was just some kid on a
farm. He was a farmer.
Right, and I'm not. And like,
okay, I'm out.
And I have no problem with, you know, her being a scavenger that happens to be strong in the Force. We've established that there's no real overlapping thing that makes someone strong in the Force.
Right.
If she happens to be strong with the Force, that's cool.
It's completely random.
I'm more interested in her being some random person who's strong with the Force being drawn into this conquest than some person who happens to be very strong in the Force who is drawn into this galactic conflict and is also Luke Skywalker's daughter.
Yeah.
Surprise! Like, that's too much.
Yeah.
And if they don't make it a surprise, like, if it's just...
It already will be.
But the thing of it is it really... Because we had that end scene where he's crying. Like, he draws a tear from each eye whenever he sees Rey. He obviously knows that's his daughter.
In the 3 minutes.
Okay. I have a theory about that. I do. I have a theory.
3 minute holding the lightsaber.
That is not... Yeah, that did last way too long. Okay, I have a theory about that that's not... Like, it has similar, but not family. We'll get to it.
Okay.
We need to get back into get back on track because I at this point have forgotten what scene we were on. Why did you slap Dalton?
I flipped off somebody.
I'm assuming I remember we were talking about them escaping and then them landing back on Jakku.
Because we got to Jakku.
Finn met up with Rey.
And we were talking about Millennium Falcon was the last thing. Okay. So yeah, we were talking about the Millennium Falcon. And then the other big problem that I know a lot of people had, like Han just showing up. Like, there's the Millennium Falcon. And yeah, like, hi! which, I mean...
The entire movie is pretty much threaded together with these, well, that's convenient.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things, like, Han did actually say in the movie, like, you think it was luck that we found the Millennium Falcon?
No, yeah, and like, but that was one of the only times that they addressed the whole Deus Ex Machina type thing.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Once again, I wasn't really bothered by that.
See,
wasn't bothered by it either. It was just kind of like a... Because it was early in the movie that... It's like, okay, they ran into the Millennium Falcon. Okay, and Han Solo just happens to be in the same star system. That was, like, the last one that I was okay with. Because, like you said, he explains, like, oh, the beacon lit up and
Right. And then he was like, holy shit, it's the Falcon.
I mean, he's
right.
probably been looking for it, though.
Right.
And, he, so. And, like, even
and that's something
that
we said
he...
on the, and the, yeah, it's something we said on the last reaction show. Mm-hmm. It was something like, you know, they were out doing their thing, and then, like, Han sees the beacon go up, and like, Chewie, is that, yes,
we gotta
let's go.
Go.
No, it's kind of like, okay, we're going down the highway. If we happen to get to Starbucks on an exit, we'll stop at Starbucks. Okay. Oh, snap, a Starbucks. And then they pull off.
Except, you know, hyperdrive, which means that... Like
you're going at least 80 miles an hour.
You have to take your time to plot so you don't end up going through a star or something, but now we can do it from inside another ship.
Yeah.
I'm going to say
really
this.
They changed how the hyperdrive
I'm
going
to say this. Yeah.
And then you can come out of light speed in a planet just...
At a random...
Because Han
is impossible.
You
need to take one of your grains of salt and take all the sci-fi stuff with it. Because sometimes the science isn't going to add up to what is happening.
Well,
on
he's
the
talking
screen.
About orange.
No, what I'm talking about is there's a difference between me thinking that, you know what, a lightsaber is not realistic. I don't enjoy this movie. Versus what this movie's doing, which is we have an established set of rules.
Yeah, they're going
it
back
is,
on stuff.
It is inconvenient to us, so we are going to no longer follow this set of rules. It's why I've started really having a problem watching the new Doctor Who's. Because sometimes they can do things and then, okay, now this rule is, okay, well, now you can't do that, even though we already did that. Or, okay, well, in this episode we couldn't do that, but now we're going to do that. Yeah. And that just, like, I have no problem with science fiction and, like, the wonder of movies. But if the movie itself has a rule and then they just go out of their way to change it with no explanation given, that irks me.
Yeah. And, yeah, like, it's true, because it is one of those things, like, in the original trilogy, and even in the prequels, they talk
Luke's,
about it.
Because when they're in the cabin, and Luke's like, just go into lightspeed, we gotta go. And he's like, we will drive through a star and die.
Right.
We can't do that. We have to make these calculations.
So now, yeah, they are just, you know, we gotta get off this plane now, let's just enter lightspeed from the hangar.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, I see where the...
You've
the
gotten real quick. For someone who has lost the ship, you've gotten real handy with those hyperdrive controls.
Yeah. Yeah. Got real quick on those calculations.
Especially since your co-pilot has been in it for, like, 20 minutes.
Right, mm-hmm. And apparently he can just fly it perfectly.
Yeah.
Right off the fucking bat.
That's okay.
That I also had less of a problem with than a lot of people, because to me it was... She has spent literally all...
From
20,
being a tiny tyke
all,
to
18 to 30 years,
constantly.
Yeah, she's done nothing but like break those down and like
learn
and
all that stuff.
Yeah.
That was one of Brittany's theories. This was the one I wanted to bring up earlier. Is the reason that you have to know that Rey is a Skywalker, because she is so good with mechanics, like Anakin was whenever he built C-3PO. Like
C-3PO just shows up on screen.
Yeah,
sorry.
But, like, it's one of those things. Like, I want her to be a part. Like, she's obviously a part of that family. Like, she has to be. She has all of the same traits as the first two that we've met.
And I feel like if...
Oh no.
What?
And now the whole reason that Kylo Ren hates Rey so very much
is because... They're cousins.
Is because they're cousins, and she has a stronger connection to Vader than he did. Mm-mm. I'm out.
Bye, Asa. Sit back down.
See, one of... Sorry, can I go on to thing for
yes,
a second?
Go ahead.
Are you okay?
No.
You want to hug?
Everything is awful.
Like Kylo Ren, the more I think about him.
I do too.
See, not only just because I like how unattractive he is. I like how he looks. Like how shocking it was when he took the helmet off and we were expecting a Sith Lord and we got some Maul goth.
It's fucking
like
Snape's
hit the side of the head
it's
with a
Snape's
shovel.
Son.
I like
God
how
damn it, right? And then the evil bad guy's goddamn Voldemort with a nose.
I
had to get that out of my system, I'm sorry.
And this I guess goes into your problems with him earlier, where it seems like he's been trained on stuff, right?
Yeah.
The thought that I kept getting from him was that he's good at focusing on one thing. And whenever he focuses into one thing, that one thing's awesome. That's why he didn't notice Han Solo until he was right behind him. It's just like, if he's not focused on that particular thing, he's not focused on anything else.
Well, and he did, like, as they were going through, like, under attack, like, he even stopped. Like, he was walking through the court, he's like, he's here. Like, he knew that Han Solo had landed on the planet.
He was right behind him. He was 50 feet behind him and didn't notice.
He was still, like, kind of...
Because he yelled out, "Brad!"
Because he wasn't looking at him. He wasn't focused.
Because he has rage problems.
I think he... Oh, Shannon again, by the way. I think he knew he was there, and he just ignored him, honestly.
Also, I just want to point out, Asa, you were upset about the cousin thing. I told you, didn't I, about the Disney Infinity game?
No, that was retracted.
People talked about that already.
Someone,
and I know they confirmed it wasn't true, but for a moment.
And the guy who made the video even admitted, he's like, yeah, I guess I should have watched the whole thing and not made a video immediately. Because later in that same clip, it's come at me, bro, and then curses, not cousin. So,
right.
No, Disney Infinity did not say cousin.
Yeah. So, we're at 50 minutes.
We're not even halfway through the movie.
That's my rant. I don't think he can focus. He's just immature and can't focus just quite yet. That's why he needs more training.
You see his rage problems? So.
Yes, that too.
Something I wanted to bring up. Do you think that he either should have, A, not have had a mask at all, or he shouldn't have had a voice modulator at all?
I'm okay with both of those.
It was him wanting to be Vader. And like the day I came in or after I saw the movie, I was very down on Whiny Kylie. Whiny Kylie.
He was really proud of that.
I'm not even proud of it. It's just what he is.
Yeah. Have you seen the emo Kylo Ren Twitter page?
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
I still am not a fan of the direction that they did, but like I hate it less than I did after I saw it because he was just annoying. But I was like, yeah, okay, it makes sense, but I don't like it.
I like his voice.
The one thing about the mask that I noticed afterward, if you ever played like the Old Republic or any of those games, you saw like Darth Revan and like all of the Sith acolytes back in those games. His mask is extremely similar to a Sith acolyte,
right? With the flat over the mouth thing.
Yeah, that's like every acolyte, like every Sith acolyte, wore that mask.
Asa, I think in one of the past shows, not the previous one, but maybe the one before it or something, also talking about Star Wars. Mm-hmm. It was some comment about the prequels where it looks like some of the dance scene or some of the fight scenes are more like dances instead of actually doing damage, right? That's one of the things I really liked about the final fight scenes is that it's that. They don't know what they're doing, so they're just swinging.
They're kind of clumsy with it. But also,
that's actually something I wanted to get into because it was something like the second time around when I watched it. And I mean, I addressed this problem that I had in the first, like the first show. Where it looked like, you know, how is Finn competing with Kylo Ren? And then, you know, Rey, like, how did Rey win? And it's one of those things, like, when I went back and watched it a second time, like, I paid a lot more attention to that fight. And it looked to me, especially whenever Finn and Kylo were fighting, Kylo Ren was in complete control of that entire fight. Like, it was all Finn could do to keep from getting cut in half. And that's after Kylo Ren had taken a Wookiee bowcaster shot to the stomach.
Which apparently is tougher than the fucking DL-44.
I was wondering, like, was he hitting his rib cage to knock the blood out?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because like, the thing of it is, you see fighters a lot sometimes, they'll hit something that hurts to kind of like either numb the pain or try to like...
Okay.
It's an old technique that some people do.
And that was something Mandy brought that up too.
But now, and so like, because clearly we're not going to get through the whole movie.
No.
And
so I wanted to address the important stuff.
That was one of the biggest things that I had a huge problem with.
We did kind of skip the middle.
That's fine.
Okay.
Even though he may not be very well trained or very proficient in using the Force, he has had some training.
Yeah.
He clearly
That's
has
right.
had...
Because he focuses...
He's clearly had more training than anyone else that held a lightsaber in that movie.
Yes.
We see the first time Finn uses the lightsaber, he gets his ass kicked by the stormtrooper with the...
After he stabbed another stormtrooper
random
in the chest.
First time he uses it, he's like, okay, I'm not cutting myself, my legs off, which is okay. And then the stormtrooper comes out with a spinny, awesome electric... blade thing.
Like the Vibro Billy Club.
Yeah, it's a riot stormtrooper. I figured that out. Yeah.
And gets the shit kicked out of him.
Right.
Fast forward 30 minutes and someone who has had actual training, and sure, he's going in limping and he's injured. That should in no way be as close of a fight as it was.
I don't think, when I watched it the second, because I thought the same thing the first time I watched it. The second time I watched the movie, it was not close at all. Like, I was really paying attention to it.
The fact that Finn didn't die makes it way closer
Kylo
than it should
have been.
Kylo thought
that Finn died. Everybody thought that Finn died. Because, I mean, he got lightsaber straight up the spine.
Because, like, halfway through the movie, they nerfed the lightsabers.
I guess.
Like, okay, well, we're gonna buff the bowcaster, nerf lightsabers.
Yeah. One of the things that I also found out about, they released this visual dictionary that explained Kylo Ren's lightsaber and why it has the pommel thing. And you can actually notice it, like, when you watch the movie. His lightsaber looks real shitty, like real crackly and fucked up. Apparently, the only red crystal that he could find was an unstable crystal. So whenever he constructed the lightsaber, he had to create exhaust. Otherwise, the saber handle would explode.
Well, you know he got upset when he couldn't make a black lightsaber, so...
Damn it, console, I'm mad at you!
But still, like, my point on it is, so you have someone who has had zero training with the Force. Arguably, the only battle training he's had was with a blaster. Mm. And he knows nothing else. It's not like, oh, as a kid, I used to, you know, play swords with my cousins. Like, he's flat out said, like, he was given away as a child and immediately, like, brainwashed. Right. And he's a space janitor. He tells Han Solo he cleaned toilets. He was in sanitation.
Except that apparently he was proficient enough as a soldier to be deployed on a mission. Which
one
leads me to believe
that he
the bed on. So anyway, we'll move past that point. The fact that he was trained as a stormtrooper, though, leads me to believe that he had some kind of hand-to-hand combat training. Which, no, not necessarily a melee weapon training, but enough that he was able to block some of Kylo Ren's swings. And that's really all he was doing was blocking.
And I just don't understand why Kylo Ren wouldn't just be like, because at one point he even does. He's just like, yeah, you don't get to play with this anymore. Force grabs the lightsaber away. Just do that.
No, he knocks it away. He doesn't grab it away.
It's very well... Hey, again. Hey, it's, very well, it's established that Kylo Ren is kind of a almost childlike in his... In his manners.
That was my point. He's not
all there.
Yes.
Right.
No, and
so he would toy with the people he's fighting. He wouldn't just straight out kill
them.
But
he was very clearly not toying with them.
I think he was. It looked like he was in control of that fight.
Yeah, he was in complete control of that fight. And then, like, it wasn't until... Because he was just kind of fucking with them, swinging around and stuff. And it wasn't until Finn got that lucky shot on his arm where he was like, fuck this motherfucker. And that's, you know, a couple seconds later, Finn gets a lightsaber up his back. Like, and that's kind of how that worked out. And then you have the fight with Rey, where, you know, she picks up the lightsaber. She had the, you know, greater, where I'm going to hope that there wasn't a familial connection that gave her that lightsaber, like Anakin's lightsaber. But moving past that, you know, grabs it and they have their little fight. It looks the same way. And Rey actually does have, like, melee combat, you know, experience.
Yeah.
Different. Bo staff versus sword. But
has
experience. And at this point now... Kylo Ren has been shot in the stomach with a bowcaster and had his arm fucked up by Finn. And he's still in complete control of the fight. And he mentions, as he's winning the fight, to Rey, like, you're strong in the Force, let me teach you. He has orders from Snoke to bring Rey to him. So he can't kill Rey. Because Snoke wants Rey.
Right. Which, no, and I don't have a problem. Like, the Rey fight didn't bother me at all.
Oh, okay, good.
The Finn fight really bothered me. The Rey fight, honestly, I think my friend Jordan and I talked about this the other night at Broadway Beer Garden. I think the movie should have ended with the fight ending completely differently. Have Rey beat Kylo Ren. Because then you can really be like, okay, see, this is what happens when you're a whiny little brat. And
well,
you're
Rey
just playing
Kylo.
Yeah, he was bloodied in the snow with a fucked up face.
Shit. No, you're right.
Yeah.
I got that. I said it backwards. You have Kylo Ren beat Rey. Have him about to give the death blow, and then the Ex Machina earthquake separate the two. You have Lady Fett come in and be like, hey, we gotta go. Planet's about to turn into a star. we need to get out of here. Just leave her. It's not gonna happen. And then you can have Chewbacca fly the Millennium Falcon, find them, rescue them off the planet. And then in the second movie, it's like, pretty sure I killed you, didn't I? And then she's out for revenge because...
Would you have her have an arm lopped off?
Yeah, maybe her left hand. Just, you know, get rid of the left hand.
No, we can't have the hero's motivation be revenge. We can have Kylo's motivation be revenge.
I kind of agree with that. Because that's what was driving Luke a whole lot, was revenge. And just anger and angst. And same thing with Anakin. Like, he was just angsty.
Very
sick.
To me, it made it more interesting.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm okay
with them. I
like
complex characters.
I'm okay with them having a different spin on... I am okay with them not being angry. Like, they're not driven by anger and rage and, like, revenge and all this other shit.
They're already gonna be angry.
Well,
they blew up 5 planets in the Senate.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm talking about Rey.
And...
Like, I'm okay with Rey not being... driven by rage.
Yeah, Rey's just going to be like the master student. Like, she's going to be what we wanted Anakin to be in the early movies.
In the
like,
last little bit of time here, because we're running low, we're going to go over because, you know, we own the network, so it's fine.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
I hope you're okay with this, Mr. Schenkelberg. He's going to text me. He's like, you motherfuckers. So, anyway, because he did last time.
From now on, it's the powers that be.
Powers that be. All right. So the powers that be, I hope you're okay
and
with
his this. Red beard of glory.
I love the Lord and Savior, Kevin Schenkelberg.
All right. Anyway, so one of my other theories about Rey, like, I think that Luke found Rey as a Force-sensitive, you know, youngling. Kylo Ren did all of his shit and went crazy. So Luke put Rey into hiding, told R2-D2, like, she's going to come back. I know.
You said the R word.
I know. Told R2-D2 she's going to come back. As soon as she comes back, they're going to have, you know, the peace, because I'm going to arrange for this to happen. They're going to have the peace. She's going to get the lightsaber, because, you know, the Force tells me this thing is going to happen. Because I'm sure he's still in contact with Yoda and Ben and Anakin and, you know, getting all this intel from the Force.
At first I thought you meant Ben as in Obi-Wan. I was like,
Yeah, I did.
I don't think he's still in contact with him.
Obi-Wan?
Yeah. As he's just, like, floating around as the useless Force ghost?
Yeah, and yes. Yoda. That's what they do.
No, yeah.
That's what they did.
I like
that's
that.
What, at
I
the
like
end of Return
idea,
of the Jedi.
Yeah.
So anyway, so Luke knows all this and was like, Rey's going to come back. R2-D2, as soon as your scanners pick up Rey coming back to this planet, that's
Pop
when you're going
to
power on. That's when we need Rey to know where I'm at, send her to me, she will be the last hope. That way you get rid of all this, like, familial ties. Luke knew about Rey. Luke is the one that dropped her off on Jakku.
I like that.
I like that a lot more, especially the whole, because she would, like, the time that she was dropped off, like, she is actually the only time that you're supposed to be able to be trained as a Jedi.
Right.
Because she's right in that.
Yeah.
I dislike the whole, you know what? Things could go real, real bad. And fuck it. Yeah. They're just, let the shit hit the fan, and then I'll come back, I guess.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, it wanted Rey to get that sort of background, get that toughness built up. I don't know why he wouldn't just take Rey to the Jedi Temple planet, or maybe he didn't have time to.
He got his start in the desert.
It could be too much Force in one area.
To me,
and they're able to.
And then they would have been Kylo and Snoke's would have been able to sense it.
Well, and going off of that, like it almost seems like he would have been more. She's just gonna die. Like, just get her away. Sorry, your life's probably gonna suck because I'm putting you on a trash planet, but it's better than being dead.
Right.
And so he had like. I have to believe that if, you know, the ultimate good guy in your franchise isn't going to just be like, okay, I'm going to stash her away as my secret, my ace in the hole, in case, you know, my best friend gets murdered, or
wouldn't she
five
remember
planets
him,
have
though?
Blown up.
Hmm? Wouldn't she remember Luke, though? Because, like, when she meets Han, she's like, so you knew?
We talked about it. I talked about that with some friends. If that, now, let's just go back to
unless
the whole,
he, like, erased her mind or something.
Let's go back to, like, maybe that is her dad. Maybe she's not aware that her dad is Luke Skywalker.
But she, like, seemed at least like 7 when they dropped.
I don't think she was that old.
Like
I think
5
she was
or
definitely
6.
Like 2 or 3.
Yeah, she
no,
was
a little old.
No,
she
was
5.
She was old enough to be able to like stand and run towards the ship and scream,
she
come
like
back,
4 or
come
5.
Back.
Yeah. But
she was 5 or 6.
What I'm saying is maybe she didn't know her dad was Luke Skywalker. Like maybe she wasn't cognitive. Like maybe she wasn't. She didn't know that was her dad. Maybe she was just like, oh, my dad does some
like
cool.
She didn't know who. Okay.
Yeah, and then everybody talking about her dad, it was obviously a myth.
Yeah.
So she just didn't like.
She
obviously
and important
knew,
how he was.
Yeah, she did not realize how important Luke Skywalker was. That was Daddy. Luke Skywalker is a completely different entity. If you would have told me at that age that my dad's name, like if they said my dad's name. And then I wouldn't be no, that's
like
not his name. His name is Dad. It's always been Dad.
I
like,
can see
that's
that.
How
or,
that would happen.
Or the experience of, I don't know, there could be just some mind erasure happening where the experience was so traumatic, her brain cut it off.
Yeah.
Okay. And then touching the lightsaber was enough to push all that back forward.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and it could have been that Luke found the blue lightsaber and gave it to Maul or Maul.
Maz,
that's what it was.
I want to know how she got it so bad.
I was just about to say, maybe he found it within that time, because there's a big gap. Maybe he found it and he was just like, I know
because
that...
it's not the one he used in Return. It's a whole
Empire.
Different one.
Yeah.
Where did it,
well,
where did it
saying.
Go? Found it. Just attach a GoPro to it and then show me that movie.
I'm thinking...
All right, sorry about that, folks. A little bit of a technical problem. Our mixer just kind of stopped working for a second, but we're back. All right, so Dalton, you were making a point. Do you remember what it was?
Was it the we made the lightsaber? Oh,
yeah,
I think. All right, so I think Luke found the lightsaber. And again, if you heard this already, I'm sorry. I think Luke found the lightsaber, kept it, and he gave it to Maz, being like, hey, this chick is going to show up with a droid and another dude, probably. She's a very inquisitive person. She's a scavenger. Keep this in a very easy place to find.
And see, well, no,
she said she kept it locked
except
away.
Except that the
though.
Lightsaber called to her, and she didn't like say anything or like even act like she recognized Rey and Finn, or like even knew of that scenario.
Yeah. Maybe she had to make sure.
Also, because she was just talking about the lightsaber called to you.
This is like the key to the. This is the final piece of the puzzle. Just put it somewhere.
You've got an entire galaxy to search. Go find that needle in that haystack. Yeah. Like, I'm okay with it. With it being locked away in some.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm fine with
some cantina out in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Just the idea I'm going to leave it out so it can be easily found.
It's like, not out, it's in the back room.
So we have another opinion from the peanut gallery.
CJ just told Shannon, which just told me, so we're playing telephone.
I knew it too.
Maz, like, apparently, and I have to watch the movie again, Maz pointed at Rey and said, who's the girl?
So yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah,
so that, I mean, what I just said, even though Shannon just said it was stupid,
and that
could
have just been her.
Be right.
That could have just been, like, her feeling the force in her.
I
like,
mean, that
could have
been too.
There's some.
Yeah, she did.
That too. Damn calves.
Right?
Again, there's a lot of gay happening in this movie right now.
Well, except that she said Chewie was her boyfriend.
I mean, if she's bi, that's cool too.
Yeah,
so,
that's fine. Is it bi? What is Chewie?
Male.
He goes by he, doesn't he?
But. But yeah, but like he's also a completely different species.
Do you want it? Okay, then Demi.
Anyway,
then it's not physically
topic,
what's
yeah.
there, but as a person,
we don't have time for this.
We really don't.
The sexuality show
six.
Is a different show.
So anyway, yeah, 1 hour and 6 minutes. Stupid technical difficulties. So yeah, I don't know. I really hope in closing there that she's not Luke's daughter. Like I really hope that's not the case because for so many reasons, so many reasons that would make me angry. But I do, I'm liking my theory, like, the more I think about it, about Youngling dropped off on Jakku because Kylo Ren would have sought her out and, you know, just cut her head off.
Yeah,
like
she was
dick.
The best Youngling or something.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Or the only Youngling, for all we know.
That was
like
left.
The only one that was left, because maybe Kylo
she
didn't
was
know about her
that
in the
day.
First place. Or maybe he had just gotten her, and then, you know, that's when shit went down. I don't know. And then, yeah, that's the thing with R2. Like, whenever you see her signature come up, that's when, you know, you're going to reveal the rest of this map. Which, I know the map thing bothered me, too. But the second time around, like, they put in a little bit of little snippet that made a little bit more sense. When the Empire got that map, they also had the chunk missing from it. And they pulled it from the Imperial Archive. And that's the only record that they could find of that map. And I'm imagining the only reason they knew about it is because they could have seen, like, oh, this was edited. Oh, this chunk is missing out of it. So Luke Skywalker is probably somewhere in this chunk of space system, but we're not sure where. And then, you know, they're missing the piece. So the Resistance would have no access to that chunk of system, which is why when they take the little piece, they're like, this doesn't match anything in our records. So even if they had that one snippet, that little piece was gone. So there's nothing to match it to.
And yes, so they have nothing to match it to. That's fine. Other than the fact that R2-D2 is too busy pouting because his buddy's gone to be like, oh, you need like a bigger map? Check it. Here we go.
And see, that's
even in the beginning, when BB-8 like goes up to his hero, R2-D2, and he's like, wake up, come play. And he's like, oh no, he's sad. Like, he's been in low power mode. And then BB-8 clearly says to C-3PO, what if he has the rest of the map? Because otherwise, why would C-3PO...
Or
be like,
or it could be Jesse's theory.
It's very unlikely. It's very deep into his system.
Knew that it was there and told C-3PO, no, he has the rest of the map.
And told R2-D2, nut up, fucking show us the map.
And then 3PO was like, he wouldn't have the map, you crazy little droid.
But he did have the map.
Yeah, so BB-8 knew. BB-8 was like, no, he's got it. Seriously, guys, he's got it. And 3PO was like...
They ignored it.
Yeah, 3PO was like, no, he doesn't.
And R2-D2 still just...
He's just spinning.
Because R2-D2 still has his standing orders from Luke...
His best
stay powered down until
and those
Rey shows
up. Orders are: hey, wait for 5 planets to be destroyed, full of innocent people, before I can
Luke,
be bothered.
Luke may not have known that was going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, you don't know.
Plus,
this is clearly the last shot, and it's something that bothers me in every movie. Of okay, we have this final go-to act that's sure to work. Why is it the final act? If you know it's going to work, try that first. Before all the other stuff comes crumbling down.
Well, they maybe just needed Rey to mature enough where she could be that final act, that ace in the hole. And, you know, that shit was just going to have to happen because that's the time frame that was necessary. And honestly, from what I read, because there's another thing in that Visual Dictionary about the Republic. The Republic is all just completely, like, the New Republic has gone to shit. Because it's just a bunch of jackholes all self-interested trying to make them and theirs rich.
Yeah, so what you're saying is the Empire, under the Empire, things ran better.
Exactly. So... So they're really okay with, or not necessarily okay with the slaughter of millions, but it's one of those things, like, the Republic was already really shitty, so maybe it's one of those,
I wish they would have done more to show that in the movie, then.
I do, too.
Then just be like, hey, buy this book, and then you'll know, we'll fill in pieces.
And that's the thing that I was talking about at the beginning, where it's like, you know, they don't, I'm okay with them not spoon-feeding us stuff, but I would have liked a little explanation, a little bit of information about galactic politics. But I understand why it wasn't there, because that's what...
Even just put it in the scroll. After the fall of the Empire, the Republic rose. It is now falling apart. Just put that little bit, like...
That would have made that would have added so much more.
No, and no, it says on the screen, everybody check under your chairs. We got a manual to read real quick before the movie starts.
Right. So, yeah, like, it's... There's so many things that they could have done extra that I understand why they didn't do... But I still wish they would have done a little bit, like compromise. Like, it didn't need to be as involved as the prequels were. With
right,
all
we don't
that
need to see
politics.
A trade negotiation fall apart
exactly.
over 20 minutes.
But it would have been nice to get, like, a snippet of, you know, something like 5 minutes, or even, like you said, a sentence in the scroll. Like, the Republic is not doing its job. And that's why the Resistance was started and was being supported by the Republic. And that it, I mean, it's, it explicitly states that in this visual thing. The Resistance started because Leia was like, why is this taking forever to stop? We need to stop the final Empire. We have to, guys, please. And they were like, well, first I need to make myself rich. And then Joey, he's going to need to be rich too. And then next in line is Sarah. Once they're all rich, then we can address this new or first or whatever the fuck you want to call them. Fuck those guys.
Empire
you see
Light.
What we did to the Empire? Ah. So then Leia starts the Resistance. And the Resistance is being supported by those in the Republic that are also like, this bureaucratic nightmare is a nightmare. What the hell happened? And that's kind of... And that information would have been great in the movie.
Yeah.
Would have been great in the movie. Any little bit of that information would have been great in the movie, but we had none of it.
Yeah. For sure.
Rant ended.
Yeah.
And that's the part I was talking about. Like, I understand why it wasn't there, but at least some of it should have been.
It's like DLC for... movies.
Here we go.
Buy the companion book.
And maybe in the next movie they're going to completely address it or address it a little bit more. Well, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
I mean, that's possible. We're on part one out of
a bunch.
And a bunch of tie-ins. That's something because that this movie's going to have that the other
thing. Yeah.
It's going to have a trilogy, and then they've already said like two different tie-ins that we're going to have.
Yeah. Like,
Jesus Christ.
Well,
are
one
you
of the tie-ins.
It's like a Star Wars movie every year.
Because one of the tie-ins is actually like an origin story of Han Solo.
Oh.
I'm excited as shit about
that'll
that.
That'd be really good.
And another one's supposed to be, I think they're calling it, what, Rogue One or Black One?
Yeah, Rogue One, yeah.
And it's going to be featuring Poe, from my understanding.
Then I have to
shut
wait longer.
Up,
I love you, Nick Miller.
Nick Miller.
Yeah. All right, so does anybody have anything else they want to get out?
Can I just a lightning round of the other things that bothered me?
Like, hold on, Mandy had something she wanted to say real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, what bothered me one part was when, like, Kylo was talking to the Darth Vader mask. Mm-hmm. Like, and he's like, oh, Finn, did he not know that he, like, turned around and saved his son and shit? Mm-hmm. Like,
probably not.
He
why
was
does
never
he?
Told that half.
Probably not.
But why
well, no,
he
was
be?
Definitely told that half because he was trained by Luke Skywalker.
And raised by Leia and Han Solo.
So wouldn't they tell him the story of how Darth Vader was bad but turned good in the end and the light
thought,
wins and
would
shit?
You want them, would you even want your Jedi even remotely knowing about Darth Vader?
Yeah.
Then,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yes. But so if you're going to tell him about Darth Vader, you're going to, especially
you're
going to
tell
him
the redemption story.
If you don't want your kid to grow up to be a dick, you're not going to be like, hey, Grandpa killed a lot of people. The end. Yeah. No, you're going to be like, hey, so your Grandpa had a real complex history. He ended up doing some bad things, but in the end, he saved your Uncle Luke. He gave himself to, you know, to bring down the Empire.
You're going to tell the redemption story.
You don't just be like, hey, so you're going to love this. Grandpa slaughtered a bunch of children. Right? Actually, like, you know how old you are now? You would die tomorrow.
Yeah. Zero fucks.
Good but night. Then, turn off the light.
Yeah. But then he saved him. So, like, he's just sitting there like, blah, 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 and... No, motherfucker, he good in it. Like, what do you
see? Here's the thing, though. Kylo never refers to Vader as Anakin, or like Grandpa or anything like that. Refers to him as Darth.
Well, he says grandfather.
He says grandfather.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, refers to him as
because
Darth
I did the same
Vader.
Thing Shannon did. Like, fuck would his grandfather be?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, like, it's one of those things where he kind of recognizes, and where he says the same thing, like, Ben's dead. Like, you know, Ben Solo is gone. So he just sees Darth Vader and Anakin Skywalker as two completely different people, and he believes in the power of the dark, and he believes that the light side corrupted.
He wants so desperately to be evil
right. That
he, like, blocks out all of the... Which, that's the more that I thought about that, the more I was like, okay, the whole whiny...
He's focusing on one thing at a time. Yeah, he doesn't know how to divert his attention.
Well, not even that. Just like he just wants to be evil.
Yes.
Like, it's a conscious choice that he's making.
That chair made me laugh the second time I saw it. And he strapped Ray to it. I'm like, it's the chair.
I don't know, man. He's got some rage. I feel him on some levels, though. I wish when I was mad, I could take a fucking lightsaber and blow shit up.
Everybody's been 13 at one point.
I still rage.
It's just lasted up until his like lower 20s or however old.
Well, he's like, I think, mid to high 20s. Yes. Poe is like early 30s, I think.
Stormtroopers are like, nope.
Yeah.
That was another great part of the scene. The stormtroopers walk around the corner and see like, the sparks coming out.
Duck around.
They're like, nope.
My mind went to Hans and the Attack on Titan thing with Hans. He's like, goes up to, nope. I was like, I love Attack on Titan Bridge. I relate to that on so many levels all the time.
That's so great.
There's the one, too. I think it's from The Office where they erase the board and it says 0 day since our last nonsense.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of my idea on the Darth Vader thing, is just that separating the two entirely.
Right.
And, like, he just wants to be Darth Vader, who is different than Anakin.
Or he doesn't want to believe that he's went good.
He's worried about he's being pulled by the light side.
Right, which I mentioned that on the last reaction show, was something I thought was really cool. The idea that, you know, you're being corrupted by the light.
Yeah.
Like, the light, or you're being seduced by the light side, which is something that...
They've never touched on before.
Right, because it's always been, you know, the light side has been the greater, like, force... With just this uprising of darkness, and then the darkness overtakes it, and yeah, it's really neat. Mm-hmm. I really liked that.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
So anyway, all right, does anybody... Oh yeah, you wanted a lightning round.
Just, and like I said, just real quick. So I didn't like the whole palette swapping of the Empire and the Rebellion. I didn't like... now I'm completely blanking all the stuff that I didn't like. I didn't
like the
Deus Ex Machinas that just happened throughout the entire movie. Like I said, the earthquake splitting the two...
And neither one of them runs away, so they don't fall in.
Yeah,
that was a visual thing.
Sorry.
Yeah, like but that it doesn't movie. Mean it's a visual thing.
Yeah, I.
It's one of those things. Like, I'm okay with it once or twice, but when it's four and five times, I'm kind of with Ace on that. There was way too much Deus Ex Machina, in my opinion.
Yeah. So the use of that, the Starkiller base was just so blatantly, "Fuck you, George Lucas. This is bigger and cooler." I don't understand how, like, so it drains the entire power of a star to fire the weapon. Does the star regenerate? Is it a different star every time? And when it blows up, why does it become a star? It's not how stars work.
I'm really, really, like I said at the beginning, I'm really holding on to the idea that was just the remnants. It was still exploding. It wasn't actually a star.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. And then I heard someone say, it's like, oh, and then it turned into a star. I'm like, No, that's not
how stars work.
There's a lot of fire. I don't want to be around you if that happens.
Like,
I don't think they're going to mention it. I think they're just going to be like, oh, just going to be like, oh yeah, and the fall of the Starkiller base.
Yeah, because it did mention in the movie that it drains a star and it goes on to another one.
Did it?
I think.
Because if it's a spaceship that just moves, then okay, that is a complaint that I give up. But to me, it seemed like, nope, this is just a planet that we have converted into a weapon. It doesn't fly. It just here it is, and we can hit anything that we want.
It moves to, like, other solar systems, because it says, like, it sucks its power from a star and then moves on to the next one. Like, sucks it dry.
Okay.
And presumably it moves on to another sun, enters its orbit, and then every time, like, it turns where the, like, little siphoning thing is facing the star, that's when it starts charging, and it charges the whole time.
Well, then that complaint redacted.
Well, that was one of my problems with it, too, was, you know what happens when the sun goes away?
All
life on that planet dies instantly.
Yeah.
It gets too cold.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, those five planets would have all died without that sun there anyway.
Well, I don't think it was that planet's, it wasn't that system's planet.
It was close enough.
It was firing into another system.
Yeah.
Okay, but if it had anything near it, then
which that would have been a cool thing that my friend, I think it was Jordan, also pointed out. Like, how cool would it be if they showed, like, no, these evil motherfuckers steal a sun from another solar system and destroy that whole system just to shoot at this other solar system that they didn't destroy. Like, that would have been cool. I also really didn't like the First Order in general. Just, they were too organized and powerful from what we were shown of what... Because in the movie, like, not paying attention to the visual guide.
Yeah.
The movie is just like, the Empire has fallen. Here's the Empire. Just without the political control.
Right.
But they have all of the manpower and capabilities.
Yep.
And even more so than... Because it took the entire Galactic Empire to build a Death Star.
Yep, they made the Death Planet. Yeah. No, yeah, you're not wrong. Like, and it, had I not had that little visual guide, like, I'd still be upset about that. Like, how did they get that big? And it's like, oh, the Republic couldn't get their thumbs out their asses long enough to take care of the issue. And by the time the Resistance was formed, it was far too late.
Yeah.
That's
then the whole, the mirroring of the family thing.
I
still don't like it.
All right, is that it?
Those were the ones that we didn't really get to touch on, Dad.
Okay, did anybody else have anything they wanted to say about the movie?
I love BB-8. I think we good.
Cool.
I like BB-8. The little fire thumbs up.
The little lighter fun.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in. For those of you that are still with us, because this was an hour and 20 minutes. Sorry again for that little technical difficulty at the beginning. Again, thanks. Have a good one.
Bye.